Are you lost and do not know it? Whether you are Jew, Arab, or Gentile, what does the Bible say about it? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bernd Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bernd Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bernd's instructional teaching. Bernd shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bernd discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bernd.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen. Well, greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience worldwide. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we've been talking over the past several weeks about what it means to be lost and what it means to be saved. If you haven't heard those broadcasts and you would like to, you're welcome to go to our website, www.walkinginpower.org, where you can click on the radio broadcast section and download free broadcasts of our previous programs or listen to them online. As a matter of fact, there are also audio tapes for teaching purposes being continually uploaded on the website, and there are books also which are free to read online or to freely download. Help yourself. We want to continue our discussions on what it means to be lost and what it means to be saved. In our last broadcast, we began to discuss what all this means to the Jew and the Muslim and people of other faiths such as Hinduism and Buddhism. And I would pray that you would open up your heart and just listen and then investigate for yourself to see if the Spirit of God will speak to your spirit, whether He will speak to your heart
to convict you of the truth of what is said, because the Word of God is the truth of God, and the Bible says God is not a man that he should lie. Now, in our last broadcast, we were talking about how God has revealed Messiah, that is the Anointed One of God, Yeshua HaMashiach, or if you are Muslim, Isa al-Masih, how he has revealed the Messiah, the Anointed One of God, the one who has come from God to man to tell man about God through the life and person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we gave the proofs that Jesus was Messiah from the Tanakh, the Old Testament scriptures. And if you would like to hear that teaching, I would invite you to visit our website at www.walkinginpower.org and listen to program 309, which is the last broadcast that has been loaded up on the website, and you'll be able to hear the scriptural references from the Tanakh about the reality of the triune God, three manifestations in one God, that is God the Father, the Son, Messiah, and the Holy Spirit, who in the Old Testament is called the Spirit of God, and in the New Testament is called the Spirit of Jesus. In other words, Jesus and the Father share the same Spirit. There is one Holy Spirit, because there is one Godhead with three manifestations. We said just like the Son is one, but it has three manifestations. It has form, it has heat, and it has light. And yet all three are manifestations of the one sun that hangs in the sky. And in the New Testament scripture, the Holy Spirit said, I have made myself known through my creation. So if you can look at the creation, if you can look at the sun objectively and the manifestations of the sun, you can understand the manifestations of the Spirit of God, the Father, one with the Son and one with the Holy Spirit. We read in our last broadcast from Isaiah, in which Jesus said, the Father has sent his Spirit and me. Well, that's three, isn't it? Three in one. And then we read from Daniel chapter 9, in which it said that from the giving of the order to rebuild the temple, that is by King Artaxerxes in Ezra, until the cutting off of Messiah would be 69 weeks of years, 1 week of years being 7 years. And to the date, it has been calculated, and you can do the research for yourself, the date that King Artaxerxes gave that command until the date of the crucifixion is exactly 69 weeks of years when Christ was cut off as Messiah, and that prophecy is fulfilled to the day in Christ. Now notice that that scripture in Daniel chapter 9 says, until the cutting off of Messiah, that prophecy was fulfilled to the day by Jesus Christ. And you can actually calculate the 69 weeks of years to the day of the crucifixion backward, and it lands at the day King Artaxerxes gave the command to rebuild the temple, the wall, and the city. Now listen, my friends, if it says until the cutting off of Messiah will be 69 weeks of years, if Messiah was cut off at the completion of the 69th week of Daniel, that means he had to come. Messiah had to come. How could he be cut off unless he had already come? And so what we discover in all of this is that if we examine the scripture and we then see that the 70th week has to do with the dealing by God with Israel in the 7-year tribulation, in which God rises up for Israel and establishes her in peace forevermore. And that 70th week comes at the end of this age, the scripture says. And the book of Revelation gives us the description of this last week, the 7 years of the Great Tribulation, which is a judgment of God upon the earth for all nations who do not believe and who resist the Holy Spirit. That is Daniel's 70th week. In other words, there is a gap between the 69th week and the 70th week because God has reserved that 70th week to deal with Israel and the enemies of Israel. Now, the nice thing about Bible prophecy is that over 2/3 of all Bible prophecy has already come true with 100% accuracy, historically documented, in many cases, archaeologically documented. And there is no Bible in the world, there is no book in the world that can claim that. So the next question we have to ask is, how is it that our Jewish friends missed Messiah? And the answer to that is totally and completely understandable, my friends, because Israel was in captivity to Rome for over 200 years before Jesus came. When Jesus came, he said, "My kingdom is not of this world." But the Hebrews of that time were oppressed by Rome, and they had heard of the coming of a Messiah, and they were looking for a political Messiah to free them from Roman bondage. Now, that is perfectly human. It is perfectly understandable, and it is certainly explainable and tells us how it is that the Hebrews at the time of Jesus, the Jews, resisted Jesus and refused him as Messiah. Now, that did bring a curse, and it brings a curse on all nations as well. And because of that, their eyes were blinded, the scripture says. We read from 2 Corinthians 3, verse 14 through 16, and listen to what it says. "But their minds were hardened, for until this very day, at the reading of the Old Covenant, the same veil remains unlifted because it is removed in Christ. But to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their heart. But whenever a man turns to the Lord," that is Jesus, "the veil is taken away." Now, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Notice what it says in verse 16, "But whenever a man turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away." The veil is lifted. You see, my friends, it doesn't matter whether you're a Jew or whether you're a Muslim or whether you're Hindu or Buddhist. The veil is over the eyes of anyone who is an unbeliever or who does not know Jesus Christ personally as Lord and Savior, Son of the Father. And what happens, the scripture says here, is the veil is lifted by Jesus whenever someone turns to Jesus. In other words, the way that you prove that Jesus is a living person, yes, a spirit person, but nevertheless living, alive with intelligence and able to communicate with you and to you, the way that you get that experience and the self-proving of that experience is to turn to Jesus first and to reach out to him. You see, Jesus is a perfect gentleman, and he will not reveal himself to anyone unless he is invited into their hearts, into their presence. And if Jesus is invited and the person has the fairness in his heart to reach out to him first and to say, "Jesus, if you really exist, I want to know you. Reveal yourself to me," then the veil is lifted, the scripture says. And if the veil is lifted, the revelation comes by invitation, and the scripture then is self-proving because you will get the confirmation through the experience, a direct experience of God. Listen, my friends, every born-again Christian has had that experience. And there are millions of born-again Christians worldwide who have practiced their Christian faith for years and years and years thereafter, after that single first experience. And why is that? Because it's real. Why is that? Because it's self-proving. Now, you know and I know that man in the natural takes interest in things, and if they don't work, he drops them and goes on to something else. Why is it that there are millions and millions and millions of people worldwide who have turned to Christ and have not turned away, but keep walking in the Word of God, listening to the Spirit of God talk to their hearts and minds? Why is it that they persist year after year after year after year? And the reason for that and the answer to that is because it is real, my friend. It is real. God is real. Jesus is real. And it is self-proving. Now, in our last broadcast, I talk to our Jewish friends, but this is also true for any non-Jewish person, whether you're an Arab or whether you're an Indian or whether you're Chinese, it doesn't matter. The same thing that I said in our last broadcast, I will momentarily just repeat for you who are tuning in for the first time. And that was that if you still do not believe and you still do not accept and you still want the revelation and the proof, then pray the fair prayer. And what you do is you don't address Jesus as Messiah or anything like that, but direct your prayer to Father God himself, the God of the universe. And just pray, Father God, if Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one of God, the Messiah, please show me why he is. And if Jesus is not the Son of God, the Messiah, please show me why he is not. Now, there can't be a prayer any fairer than that. That's one of the most fair prayers you could ever pray. And if you will reach out to the Father and ask him in fairness to answer that prayer, I promise you that you will get the revelation which will prove to you that it is self-proving. Now, here's the point, my friend. You see, the Bible is self-proving, but the Quran is not self-proving. The Bhagavad Gita is not self-proving. The writings of Lao Tzu are not self-proving. The writings of Confucius are not self-proving. My writings are not self-proving. They need the Holy Spirit to back them up. And so what I'm saying to you is there is only one scripture which is truly self-proving, and that is the Holy Writ, the Holy Bible of God. And if you will let it, it will prove itself to you. No question about it. Now, in the book of Romans, God talks about whether it's important to be a Jew or whether it's important to be a Gentile. And who are the children of God? In Romans 9, verse 8, we read, "It is not the children of the flesh who are children of God, but the children of the promise are regarded as descendants." So then, in verse 16, "It does not depend on the man who wills or the man who runs, but on God who has mercy." In other words, we are saved by grace through faith. Abraham was saved by grace through faith, the father of the Jewish nations. Huh? Now, God came to Abraham and said, "Follow me, I'll make you the leader of a great nation." That's grace. And it says, "And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned unto him as righteousness." That's faith. So Abraham was saved by grace through faith, and that was always the way that God had intended it. That means the Gentile can be as saved as the Jew. Now listen to what Romans 2, verse 28 says. "For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, neither is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, And circumcision is that which is of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the letter, and his praise is not from men, but from God. You see, it isn't outward circumcision that gets God to accept you. It's circumcision of your heart, of the things of your life, your personal life, which are unholy. The desires, the habits, the sins that make that type of circumcision of the heart makes us acceptable to God. Therefore, you can be Jew or you can be Gentile. You can be Jew or you can be Arab or you can be Chinese or you can be Hindu or you can be Buddhist. But you must turn to Jesus Christ. For Jesus says in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes unto the Father except by me. You see, a lot of people are trying to get into heaven. God wants to take you. Jesus wants to take you to the Father. If he can take you to the Father, you will have heaven. Now, there is a way to know Jesus as a living person, and that way is to invite Jesus Christ into your heart as your personal Lord and Savior. And if you do that, Jesus will reveal himself to you. It is self-proving, my friend. There is nothing that you need to do other than to reach out and to get the confirmation by your own witness of the Spirit. And if you will do that, you will get a revelation of who Jesus is. Jesus says, I stand at the door and I knock. He who hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and fellowship with him and he with me. Now, do you believe that? Do you think it's at all Do you think that it's at all possible? And if you don't think that it's possible, would you be willing, in all fairness, to seek it, to give it a try, to find out for yourself, rather than to walk in what other people tell you? Walk in other people's ideas rather than your own? Wouldn't you be better off to find out for yourself? And don't you think that Jesus wants you to know? It doesn't matter whether you are a Jew or a non-Jew. In Galatians 6:15, we read, For neither is circumcision anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And those who will walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. Isn't that something? Neither circumcision or uncircumcision is anything but a new creation, a new creature in Christ. When Christ comes into your heart by invitation and you repent or are willing to turn from your sin, he immediately and completely regenerates your spirit man, which died through the fall of Adam and Eve. And he regenerates it anew. And he calls that a new creation. That is the resurrection of the spirit man. And it is for you, and it is for me, and it is without performance, and it is free for the asking. So the scripture says, For neither is circumcision anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. Now let me ask you something, my friend. Would you like to be a new creation? Would you like to receive Jesus Christ into your heart as your personal Lord and Savior, so that he may manifest himself to you and prove to you the truth of all of the words which I have spoken today and every day past. It is self-proving, you know. You don't need to go and ask a priest. You don't need to go and ask a rabbi. You don't need to go and ask a lama or a Hindu monk or anything like that, or a yogi. All you need to do is ask Father God, the King of the universe, the Supreme Godhead, one God over all. And you can reach out and talk to him directly in your own words, personally, asking him to show you. And if you will reach out, Jesus will manifest himself to you and make you a new creation. Are you ready? Today is as good a day as any. Don't miss out. This is the most important decision of your life. Your future depends on it. Pray this prayer with me aloud now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sin. And I promise you, my friend, you will never, ever again be the same, because God is the God of new beginnings. Pray this prayer with me right now. Would you aloud?
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled congregation, a non-denominational congregation where they will teach you the Word of God, not prejudiced by men's doctrinal beliefs. Get yourself water and Holy Spirit baptized by immersion, and get yourself into community with Christians where they can teach you the Word of God and where you can grow in the knowledge of Christ. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same. Reach out now. If you haven't made the decision, pray that fair prayer, won't you? God will reveal himself to you, I promise. God bless you. Talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or a personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.